John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who the hell are you?
Sir, my name's Ray Kinsella.
We got a learning disability here?
Mr. Man, if I could just have 1 minute, please.
Look, I can't tell you the secret of life, and I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews, and I'm no longer a public figure. I just want to be left alone. So piss off.
The Don and Mike Show.
Live it. Learn it.
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
From the land of Georgia. Right.
What not?
Uh-huh.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
What about outside?
I think I'm going to throw up.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
It looks like out there.
Looks like baby vomit.
It sure does. It really does.
What glorious goo.
Yeah. What time it is.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
We're watching the human soup outside.
Oh, it's a wonderful day, isn't it?
We're listening to him during the commercials.
Yeah. Still belligerent. Still plenty of attitude.
He'll never change.
But we hear stuff like, I don't have clothes to get home with.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it rains. Is anybody going to hose me off when I'm done?
Maybe. My car got broken into. Meow, 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 meow.
Hello? Hello, Leroy?
Yeah, I'm live and direct.
There is Leroy Montgomery.
Leroy, are you a little, are you sensing the stink out there? Can you smell it?
Now, listen, Mr. Tibbs, we heard you telling, what's his name, Matt the Pollock, we heard you telling him that, this is not a good day for him.
Very bad day for him.
Wow. Have you kept track of all of the items that our listeners have put into his kiddie pool?
Yes, a laundry list of 59.
59.
59. Okay, now listen, here's your chance, Leroy.
Okay.
With as much enthusiasm as you can muster.
Whew.
Because remember, you're on the radio. You're the number one intern on the Don and Mike Show. What?
Hold on, let me get the music.
We need to get the music so he can give us the list.
Special list music for you.
And then
stand by to
and
read.
Don't forget the lobster.
Wait, the lobster should be last. And then you tell us.
Loud and proud.
Everything that's in Matt's pool. Are you ready, Leroy?
Live and direct, I'm ready.
All right, here he is with enthusiasm. All of the items that are in the Matt the Pollock's pool. Go.
This is called Matt's Punishment Fun Pool List. Number one is king syrup, two sardines and mustard sauce, three fish sauce, four sorrel soup, five giant syrup, six chops, garlic sauce, seven mackerel, eight vegetable oil, nine hair gel, 10 airborne formula, 11 cortisone that the user had no clue how old it was, 12 herbal essence shampoo, 13 eggs and a McDonald's soda, which it looked like Coke, 14 suspect dairy products, which is milk, 15, Coffee Mate. 16, bed eggs from July 7th, 2007. 17, barbecue sauce. 18, it looked like glue. 19, teriyaki sauce. 20, hot sauce. 21, chocolate syrup. 22, two cans of chunky chili. 23, applesauce. 24, milk from April 15th.
Right.
26, crabs. 27, Reese's Pieces. It was the original kind. 28 was Campbell's soup. 29, vinegar and lemon juice. 30, shrimp, pepperoni, and blue cheese. It was the combo.
Yeah.
31, honey. 32, chucky soup, which was clam chowder. 33, herring in wine sauce. 34, herring and cream sauce. 35 was cabbage and peppers. That was a combo. 36 was mustard. 37, A1 marinade. 38, Hooters hot wing sauce. 39, creamy French salad dressing. 40 was the month-old kimchi. 41, vegetable mix and chicken. 42 was cheese. 43 was beans. 44 was honey mustard. 45 was ham soup. 46, Asian chili oil. 47, A1 steak sauce. 48, old baby food. 49, chili pasta with garlic. 50, yeast. 51, an apple. 52, bread and butter with pickles. 53, green peppers. 54, bean soup. 55, squash soup with chili sauce. 56, a half a pound of really, really bad meat. 57, breadcrumbs. 59, bad peas. Oh, 58 bad peas. I'm sorry. 59, cream cheese. And for the grand...
Finale?
Yes, the grand finale.
Uh-huh. Finale.
A live lobster bought from Giant across the street.
Yeah.
All of that in his pool right now.
Montgomery, would you ask Matt how it feels between his pillows? A very gay question.
Matt, how does it feel between your pillows?
It's slimy and disgusting, and I can't wait to go home and make some stew.
Just another day, then.
Ask him how his balls are.
How are your balls, Matt?
They're burning.
That's the right answer.
Just another day.
Do you think it's the Hooters hot sauce or the regular hot sauce?
How could you differentiate at this point?
Why don't you tell him he's an idiot?
Like
he's an idiot because he couldn't find a simple peanut butter cup.
Yeah, Matt, you idiot. How come you couldn't find the Reese's simple peanut butter cups?
Fool.
You fool.
Would you ask Matt, would you ask him please to keep his face out of it, but roll over on his stomach?
Keep your face out of this, but roll over on your stomach.
Let's hear that, please.
Bring the mic closer. You can hear the splashing.
They want to hear it.
Careful, Monty.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
That's a pool full of that stuff.
What happened?
All the laundry list.
You got it on you?
We are fascinated with Leroy Montgomery's voice.
He's got a fantastically unique voice.
When he gets going, like when we were listening to him during the break.
This is not a good day for you.
It's almost that.
Junior, where's the honey?
Can you give us one of those laughs, Montgomery? One of those ha ha ha. He's not faking it, folks.
All right, well, there's our two idiot interns outside.
He still has to stay in the pool.
Not as dumb as Matt.
Right, you're not as dumb as Rat. Right. Correctamundo. Come on by and fill the pool.
Still taking all comers, so to speak.
Fill the pool.
Mm-hmm.
For Jerry's kids.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing it for the good of the community. We're offering the community some quality down-home entertainment today.
Hey, listen, tonight Chris Hansen has his new Predator show on.
Bravo.
And of course, always think it's us, but when I was reading a press release from MSNBC about this thing today, actually it was printed in Newsday, I think, as well. He says that one of the guys, the setup this time is at a beach where it's a girl, a 13-year-old girl, a fake 13-year-old girl,
right?
And she's sitting in a lounge chair down at the beach, and they get these creeps to come down to the beach, and then Chris Hansen comes out from behind wearing, like, big Joan Crawford sunglasses.
And they tackle him on the beach?
Well, no, the guys are sitting in the chair.
Right.
Because, you know, the girl says, I'll be right back.
Right.
And then she walks away, and Chris Hansen comes down, and it's always the, hey, what are you doing here? So it's another new To Catch a Predator tonight. This time they're on the beach.
Good. Unsuspecting location.
And when I was reading PR about this, he says that one of the guys, now we don't have a clip of this, but he says one of the guys says, as he's heard many times, I'm aware of your show.
Sure.
And, but he says, I heard you on a syndicated radio show.
Really?
And wow. I really don't know how many radio shows he's done interviews for.
Right. Well, you have to base it on the number of Predators that listen to the radio show.
That's why I'm sure it has to be us.
Oh, absolutely.
We got to be number one in Predators.
I would think so.
Absolutely.
You got to remember the markets where we're successful.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Does he mention the beach that he goes to?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Ocean City.
It's the Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore. Anyway, wonderful. Ocean City.
We'll have 8 million new tapes of this guy tomorrow. It's creepy beyond belief because it's not like some perv going into a kitchen.
Right.
The one of the setups is the guy is sitting at the bottom of a bottom of a deck, and the girl is in a chair, and he's telling her what he wants her to do to him.
Oh my God!
Anyway,
here's a man who actually appears happy to meet me.
It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And here's one not so happy.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
And for the first time here in New Jersey, men tell our decoy in person what they want to do to her sexually. Love kissing, caressing. We're operating out of this multi-million dollar house on the Jersey Shore.
It's so nice outside. I want to sit out on the beach.
The perverted justice volunteers have set up profiles of girls and boys aged 12 to 14 in chat rooms. Some PJ members in the house and others on computers across the country are waiting to be hit on by adults. PJ says its decoys never make the first contact.
All right, where's some of the stuff? We know this. We know the setup on this one. Hold on a second. I got to fast forward this a little bit. La, la, la,
la, blah, blah, That's amazing to do it on the beach. There's something more sinister about that.
And collections consultant who drove an hour and a half to get here. He thinks Casey is the 13-year-old girl he's been chatting with online, the girl whose virginity he planned on taking.
Once we're naked in bed, we can do all kind of stuff.
Really? What kind of stuff?
Rub our bodies together and feel how excited each other are.
In person, he tells Casey he brought her the presents he mentioned online.
So you brought pizza?
Yeah, the supreme with pineapple.
Oh, yes, that's my favorite.
And he brought one more thing.
Did you bring the condoms or anything?
Yeah, I did, during my coat.
During your coat? Okay.
Yeah.
So I see you like younger girls?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Now it was time for this consultant to meet someone closer to his own age.
Anyway, that's...
What kind of consulting is going on today?
Oh, he's got the best intros,
he's got the
doesn't
lingo,
he?
Doesn't he?
And the thing is now, instead
what
of...
What kind of consulting are you doing out here? Does he wear... Now, is he wearing his usual uniform with his sport coat?
No, he's
or
got...
Or is he casual beach?
He's got a golf shirt on.
Okay.
And he's got, like, khakis on. Yeah.
And he's got a camera crew with him.
Sandals. Yeah, and he walks up from behind.
Right. Like the Predators do.
Right.
Sometimes.
Nothing?
Nothing, huh?
What's happening? Just getting ready to go. What were you doing here, though? Nothing. I just came down to hang out. That's all.
Just to hang out.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything. I'll leave right now.
And as he leaves, he's arrested by officers with the Ocean County, New Jersey Prosecutor's Office.
Face down.
Well, anyway, it's another great special he has tonight. We like promoting that.
And, they just have to keep, he will continue to keep doing those specials as long as, and unfortunately, it's sad to say, you know, a kind of a limitless resource there.
Endless supply.
That's sad.
And there's something even creepier about them being out on the beach.
Yeah, because it's more public, and it's just, the whole thing is disturbing. It really is. But it's good to see those guys get taken down. I enjoy that.
So that's on tonight, so we'll have tapes of that for you. Tomorrow, is the Harry Potter book on the internet? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All of it.
BFD.
God.
Who cares?
Well, John Norman cares. I had to mention it, John, this time around. I just remembered. John, have you read it online yet?
I forgot, you Big Mo. Have you opened it up to the last page yet to see Harry die?
It hasn't come out yet. It comes out on Saturday.
Yeah, John, but it's all over the internet.
It's on the internet, you big queer.
Looked, I don't want the story ruined.
Hey, you big queen. It's on the internet.
I know I'm a fag, and I don't care.
Are you as much of a queen where you would actually seek it out on the internet?
No, I wouldn't do that.
All right.
You know why? Because he's one of those queens that wants to go lay down his $30 for J.K. freaking Rowling to feel that you're a member of the, dare I say it, to catch a predator crowd. How else can you describe a grown man,
right?
No children,
mm-hmm.
No lie, 20 to 30 stray cats that live with him, and he enjoys the Harry Potter books.
My father-in-law's fault. He turned me on to the books in the first place.
Your father-in-law? So you're blaming him.
Don't drag him
sure.
into this.
Well, okay.
And you've read them all?
Yep.
Are you looking forward to this next one?
Absolutely.
Do you know what it's going to be about?
It's going to be about the Deathly Hallows, and somebody's going to die at the end.
Oh, no.
Does your father-in-law wear a wizard's hat and a robe?
A wizard's hat.
His name's Voldemort.
Welcome, John Norman.
Read this book.
Yes, welcome to Hogwarts.
You are plenty funny. Anyway, that's out if you care
it
about
is
it.
Out.
Mike Vick. How about my man, Mike Vick?
Oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy.
This is all over the place right now, and this guy is in big, big trouble.
Jesus Christ. Was it 3 months ago that we had JB on the phone mm-hmm. talking about nothing that had to do with football?
Right.
And that story had just come out. I said, what do you think about that dog fighting? And I was like, everybody's innocent to proven guilty.
Right.
Well, here's Mike Vick now.
Hey, Mike, what did you think about the reaction from the fans in there tonight?
Oh, it was a good reaction. It's supposed to be positive. You know, they're supposed to be cheering for us, man.
Are you concerned at all that your image has been tarnished a little, or do you feel like that reaction shows that you still got support?
Man, I still got support everywhere I go. All around the world, people still support Mike Vick. So regardless of what I go through, people are going to love me, man.
He speaks of himself in third person.
That right there, that's a tell right there.
It's mm-hmm. bad. I'm a fan of Mike Vick.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask me, here's where I'm weighing down on this. I weigh on this thing. Pac-Man Jones had... Right, Rob. You know what he's been found guilty of?
What's that?
Dick. He has not been found guilty of anything,
right.
Yet they threw his ass out of football because he's been involved in stuff,
mm-hmm.
but he's never been charged with anything. The new rule I thought that the NFL was throwing down was that if you do something and you get caught, even if you are, before you go to trial, even before you're guilty or innocent, if it's something that makes the NFL look bad,
mm-hmm.
they're going to sit your ass down. Well, the problem is, you can't have it both ways. You can't take thugs like Pac-Man Jones and Chris Henry and Tank Johnson, and then all of a sudden when it's Michael Vick, who's a superstar,
right.
who does something that, in my mind, because I'm an animal lover, is a million times worse.
You could take anybody in this country
yeah.
and show them the results mm-hmm. of what that activity, and I've heard the justification that it's based on gambling. BS. No, This is barbarism of a new
like
kind. It
the dog,
really is.
The dog that loses, they take him out back, they shoot him, they
you know what
hang
the next
him.
Step is? You know, really, I think we talk about the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. You know what the next step up from that is the Colosseum. I really believe that. I mean, we're getting really, really yeah. close to that. If you look at the progression of the Roman Empire, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that led up to this. And when they couldn't, get it enough by having the animals fight, they moved on to humans. This is really just progressive. We're above that. We've evolved beyond this, and this should be, this shouldn't be condoned. Anybody that saw this, Don, not just an animal lover, you'd just be disgusted.
Anybody.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And you got to say to the NFL, what's up? I know he's Mike Vick. I know that he's the face of the league, but please. In my mind, you're going to ask me which guy is worse, a guy that hangs around with guys who get in trouble with strip clubs and a guy that goes with $80,000 to a strip club or a guy who has dogs fight and kills dogs.
Yeah.
I would say I'd rather hang around with a guy that goes to strip clubs.
Right.
At least he's not killing anybody.
Absolutely.
Right?
And the thing about it is I am hearing, not necessarily apologists for Michael Vick, but I'm hearing justification
they're
that it's a Southern thing.
They're going to say he's going to get due process. And the league is going to do nothing until he gets due process. Well, hold on a second. That is going 180 degrees against what you're doing with Pac-Man Jones
right.
and Chris Henry. In the case of Pac-Man Jones, he's been found guilty of nothing yet.
Well, you're more into the NFL than I am, and you're talking about the results of the behavior and what it means for their football careers. I'm talking about, and really, with due process, and I'm all for that, as far as giving Michael Vick, the fair trial and seeing where it ends. I'm talking about the sport in itself, and I've heard that because this is a superstar NFL quarterback, you're hearing an occasional comment about, hey, this was based on gambling. No, it's not. I don't know anybody.
Cool,
that could sit there and, it's just what kind of mentality would sit there and watch dogs rip each other, first of all, starve them, first of all, train them so that they are trained to kill the other dog.
I know.
And then when they,
idiotic.
And then killing him. And then, if they don't, if the other dog doesn't kill the one dog,
my point,
they shoot him.
Because you feel so strongly about that way. You're not a mega fan of the NFL like I am.
Right.
How would you feel looking at it from your perspective when on one hand the NFL is standing up and saying, look at us. We're going to clean everything up. If any guy does anything, if a guy farts sideways,
you're absolutely right.
He's
I completely
out.
Agree.
Like that guy Tank Johnson.
Right.
All right, he's a thug.
Yeah.
He got pulled over for DUI, but guess what? He was under the legal limit. They still cut him loose.
Here's the way I feel about
do the same with Mike Vick.
Oh, I agree.
If they do the same with Mike Vick, I believe what they're saying. Otherwise, it's a double standard.
Tony Dungy was talking on this show the other day about the 1% of players in the NFL that ruin it for everybody else. And he was also saying that these guys, it is a higher standard when you're playing in the NFL. Like it or not, you've got fans, you got kids that are watching this. You are a role model, and you got to clean up the league. And if they let Michael Vick skate on this, that's a bad signal.
Here's a bunch of anonymous dog fighters.
They've got Michael Vick, but they just can't really get him like they want him.
I like when they do this with a voice.
You can't really tell my voice.
Sounds like Montgomery.
Get him. And if they happen to do come and get Michael Vick, everybody's worried about Michael Vick talking.
Everybody in the dog community is worried?
Everybody in the dog
the
world
dog
is worried
world.
About Michael Vick
the
talking.
The dog
What's
world.
What's up, dog?
Why? Why would he do that?
I don't know why, but it's a lot of guys talking. You got to look at Michael Vick as making millions. If he has to tell on some people, I think he would tell.
So the dog world, I'd like to really, let's take Michael Vick out of the equation. He's put a spotlight on this.
Is that D-A-W-G?
I was never aware of the whole dog fighting deal until Michael Vick's name was mentioned.
Right.
I'd really like to see a little light shed on this. I mean, how, uh, you know, how much is this permeating society? I mean, is there a subculture where this is going on? Is this a small group of people, big group of people?
I think it's a big redneck thing.
Oh, man.
I think it's a big redneck thing. I know we got a break. I'm a big fan of dogs. It bothers me a lot.
I know.
And then you got Clinton Portis, who should just shut the frig up. Because here's the deal with Clinton Portis. When this story came out a couple of months ago, Clinton Portis went out and said, hey, everybody leave Mike Vick alone. He's not done anything wrong. Then the Redskins, the team he plays for, called him in and said, listen, hey, dummy. You know, retract that statement. So he said, I retract the statement. And then he came out and he said this.
I don't know if he was fighting dogs or not, but it's his property, it's his dog. If that's what you want to do, do it. You know, what people do behind closed doors.
But that's a felony. I mean, it's a crime.
It can't be too bad of a crime. You want to hunt down Michael Vick over fighting some dogs, you know. I think people should mind their business, you know. You take somebody that's doing positive in the community, you take a positive role model and put them behind bars for no reason, you know, over a dog fight. I'm from Lauren, Mississippi, so I know a lot of
bad. Hold on, you know what? Hey, now you know what you're stacking the deck is. That's not new. That's old Clinton Portis, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's not a...
Oh, okay.
So my apologies. I thought he was restating it.
Saved it all this time. You know what? I'm going to give Clinton Portis the benefit of the doubt.
We didn't have enough bad evidence against Michael Vick, Rob.
When he said that, maybe he didn't know what the real deal was about dogfights. He said, what was he going to say about Mississippi, though? He was going to say...
He says that he's from Mississippi.
And, he knows and about dogfighting?
You can find a dogfight on any back road in Mississippi.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I think they ought to put a little spotlight on that, too. NFL, forget about it. You know, let them deal with it. But the fact is, you know, let's get this thing eradicated because I just think it's ridiculous.
Michael Vick is like Hitler. He was good at first.
Good at the beginning.
Good at first. He built good roads.
Well, I mean, seriously, what has he done, though, in the NFL? I mean, he's had a good season or two.
His first 3 years were kick-ass.
Right, but never winning kick-ass.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, like, getting to the show.
No, but they did go into the playoffs, and they did beat the Packers in the first round in Green Bay, which was a big deal.
Right. Speaking of abusing dogs.
We're going to get a medal for our service today, though.
This is a human being who went into the tub voluntarily, and I would like to tell all of our listeners, he has not been starved.
Have we not electrocuted him?
No. We have not put him on a special treadmill to make him hungry before he goes into the pool.
It's Matt the Pollock. He's in the pool of waste. Mm-hmm. He's learning his lesson. There are pictures of him at DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah.
Can we do something to make that a little less confusing, John? I just looked at our website, for goodness sakes. Besides the fact that apparently our message board hasn't been updated since maybe a month ago, I found it very hard to find those pictures.
Well, they're right there in the photo gallery section with the Matt and the...
Yes, with I believe, 28 other things that are like Matt in his dress, Matt doing this, Matt
Shall
doing
I take
that.
Some of those down?
You know, yes. One comment about the website, since we're thinking out loud here, I'd love to go on the website every day and have whatever the photos of the day. Even if you could just like, so people could access it immediately, it'd be kind of cool.
There is a different dynamic outside now because there are no listeners at this moment.
What?
So Matt is just sitting with his head down, sort of playing with the fluid.
This is good when the spotlight's off him a little bit.
And you know what they say when you play with the fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's he doing, Montgomery?
He's doing all right. He's entertaining himself with a cucumber.
He knew he would.
Thank you,
Matthew.
How can you say anything after that?
Jim Gaffigan. He is a funny man, unlike anyone in this room. We will. We'll be right back with Jim Gaffigan.
This is the Don and Mike Show.